Good morning, good people. It is 22nd August 2020. We celebrate the memorial of the Queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The mother of the King has a greater and closer influence in the decision process of the King. Quote, "A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars." Unquote. Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. The church fathers addressed her tenderly as a queen for her humility in accepting the plan of salvation through the incarnation of Jesus in her. In encyclical to the Queen of Heaven, Pius XII acclaims Mary as the Mother of God, whose perfection shined being a new Eve who intercedes for us all. The readings are from Ezekiel chapter 43 verses 1 to 7 and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 23 verses 1 to 12. God's gifts are like a river running into the parched landscape of our living. More we thirst for the living water, more we look for it and go after it. Hope never runs dry in the temple of the Lord, the church. God reveals through the vision of Ezekiel that the people are going to have their land and temple back, in which God's presence surrounds and subsists in the lives of people once again. Something we do and say in our life brings us closer to God. It differs from person to person. The bottom line is making our inner sanctuary rebuilt and renovated time and time again through our merciful and charitable acts. The question is that what drives the presence of God from our lives? Quote, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God?" 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19. God does not want to be a part of our body, but surely desires to be the existence. The responsorial psalm praises, "The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land," Psalm 85 verse 9. The gospel reminds us about what we are longing for titles and honors in public do not bring us closer to God. "The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." Matthew chapter 23 verse 12. Greatness comes in serving and being available generously for the other, like our beloved Mother Mary. Quote, "The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise." To love God and people, we do not need degrees and recognition. When our life is noticed by God, we enjoy the levels of love and protection from God. Quote, "I dwell in the high and holy places and with him who is of a contrite and humble spirit." Unquote. Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15. May we create the space specially for God always in our lives. Have a lovely day. God bless you.